Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Toon Jam. I am Matt.
And I'm J-Man.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes, the New Year is upon us. Not here just yet, but I hope you had a good Christmas or festive season or happy Kwanzaa or whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
You're celebrating. Maybe just another day of the week. Either way, Happy holidays to you. I should say before we begin that this is unfortunately our last episode. Yes, we with a heavy heart have decided to finish Toon Jam with a New Year special. And it's not necessarily, you know, for reasons that you might expect, but unfortunately, we talked about it a while ago. We started our own radio station. So this is called Microbrew Radio. So if you can still hear us, if you're a listener and you're like, what? But where will you be? We'll be there, essentially. But the work demands will be so high and it just doesn't give us a lot of time to record Toon Jam, unfortunately. Who knows what may happen in the future? Never say never. Mm. But as far as now is concerned, this will be our final episode. So before we begin, as opposed to our usual at the end, I just want to say thank you to everyone that's listened, and especially, you know, if you've been whether you've been a long time listener or a new listener. Mm. Thank you so much. I hope that we've supplied some joy or interest or whatever it is even if it's, you know, continuous aggravation to get you motivated through the week.
We frustrated you every single week you've listened.
So thank you so much for joining us, and of course thank you to our Patreon supporters as well, both new and old. Again, thank you to everyone who supported us. We've appreciated it, and it has been a fantastic 4 years.
It has.
And who knows, like I say, who knows, maybe in the future. But for now, yeah, all that's left to say on that is that it has been amazing. Thank you so much, because without the listeners, we probably wouldn't have carried it on. And we've watched so much.
We have. Like, our collective cartoon knowledge now has gone through the roof.
Yeah.
Just solely because of Toon Jam.
Yeah. The only problem I have with it is the fact that every now and again, someone still brings out a show and you're like, oh, I've not seen that.
Yeah.
You'd have thought after, you know, 4 years, however many, you'd be like, oh, yeah, well, I'd know every show by now.
We just can't keep up.
But no, it's still feel like a fool this many years. <aren't they? laughs> But yes, let's dig in. Enough of the sentimentality of Christmas, yeah. I suppose. We've got plenty of that to come at the end, I'm sure, as well. But because, I mean, we've still got to announce David the Gnome Jam.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, wait, what? Spoiler alert.
Huh? Oh.
Just in case you were excited there, that was a joke. But, that's, you know, you never know. One day. That's the next plan.
A sore joke for those that have been waiting since the David the Gnome. Yeah.
Well, after finding out what happens at the end, I don't know if I could ever do it, to be honest. Heartbreak is in wait. Right, okay, let's dig in. Yes, so today, for our final episode, we are covering the Wombles. New year, new you.
There we go.
Quite fitting.
Very much so.
Even more fitting that it is, I suppose, a stop-motion animated special rather than a cartoon.
Yes. We go out like we never began.
Classic us. So there you go. But yes, the Wombles, I mean, an old property.
Yeah.
So going out on a classic, so to speak. So maybe you know all about the Wombles. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're like, what? What ancient creatures are these? Well, let me tell you all about the Wombles. The Wombles are fictional, pointy-nosed, furry creatures created by Elizabeth Beresford and originally appeared in a series of children's novels from 1968. They live in burrows where they aim to help the environment by collecting and recycling rubbish in creative ways. Although Wombles supposedly live in every country in the world, Beresford's stories are primarily concerned with the lives of the inhabitants of the burrow on Wimbledon Common in London, England. The characters gained a higher national profile in the UK in the mid-70s as a result of the popularity of a BBC-commissioned children's television show, which used stop-motion animation. A number of spin-off novelty songs also became hits in the British music charts. The Wombles pop group was an idea of British singer and composer Mike Batt. The Womble motto is "Make good use of bad rubbish." This environmentally friendly message was a reflection of the growing environment movement of the 1970s. So there were a couple of series. So there's obviously the one of the 1970s, as mentioned above. So that was between 1973 and 1975. There were a series of 5-minute episodes made, along with 2 half-hour specials. Narration and all Womble voices for those episodes were provided by Bernard Cribbins. Further animated episodes using new animation models and sets were made by Cinar/Filmfare in 1998 to 1999. So this is one that we've watched. New Year, New You is from that set. These were 10 minutes long and had several Canadian actors provide the voices. Background music was adapted from the Wombles records along with new compositions. And then here's a fun fact, a CGI animated series of 52 episodes under the guidance of Mike Batt's Dramatico Productions, who bought the rights to the Wombles for Channel 5's preschool slot Milkshake, was announced in 2013, intended for airing in 2015. Ray Winston and Cribbins were confirmed as voices of the new series. Only 2 of the planned episodes were screened, however, at the Cambridge Film Festival in November 2016. Batt filed for bankruptcy in September 2017 and resigned as director of Dramatico Productions. So wow. I never saw the light of day.
That is a dramatic end to what was very much a sort of nationally celebrated series.
Like. Yeah, absolutely. But we, as I said, we did the 90s series, where as the Wombles had remained popular with children into the 1980s, Filmfare, after acquired by the Canadian company Cinar Films in 1996, a new series of episodes was made with 3 new Womble characters. This series is a co-production with Cinar and United Film and Television Productions / HTV Wales in association with Filmfare Limited and ITV. 52 episodes of this were produced with 3 series. So this is, we're in sort of the, this is like the height of Wombles in a way.
Yeah.
As far as TV is concerned, the most episodes. You've got 3 new characters. I'm trying to find which ones. Well, obviously, there's a black Womble, which wasn't featured before.
I didn't even realize they had races until
it's one of those things like
clearly different to the other Wombles.
Yeah, like as soon as you add a black Womble in there, it's like, oh, I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know that they were white Wombles.
They were all white.
Yeah, I didn't realize the original was being, exclusive.
Yeah. But then in this one, there's even more Wombles turn up from other places. Yeah,
from all over the world, as is stated. But yeah, there you go. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't know. I mean, we just picked it for the New Year value.
Yeah.
Because I was watching it kind of like, oh, this seems newer than I thought the Wombles were.
Mm.
And then it all made sense when it was a 90s production.
That's it.
So did you ever watch the Wombles as a kid?
I think off and on, I'd seen a few episodes and stuff, but I wasn't a huge fan of it growing up.
No.
I think, like, you know, when the songs came out and stuff, you're like, oh, yeah, that's catchy or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was never like, I never really got them, I don't think. I was like, yeah, I know it's I kind of know what it is, but I was never like fully on board. Like, some people are like really Womble mad over here.
Like, yeah, they... I think it's probably to do with the timing of it.
Mm.
You know, it's a 70s show, so it did still look old when we were kids.
Yeah.
The band weren't going anymore, you know, the Wombles band. We had the Smurfs cassette instead.
Oh, yeah. Superior. So,
yeah, exactly. Sort of. And then when it came back, it's late 90s. At that point, really, we're a bit too old for Wombles.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's probably a case of that. But I know what you mean. I obviously knew what the Wombles were. You knew the songs and everything. Probably because they just played it at school discos every now and again.
Yeah, that's true. It's a staple at school discos. Yeah.
But otherwise... Yeah, I didn't really watch it that much. I remember liking it, but must have just seen it a couple of times when they re-showed it.
Mm.
I think the key probably is that they didn't release a VHS, maybe. You know, if we'd have had a video of it.
Yeah.
Probably would have changed everything.
That's it. That's all you need.
So, okay, well, it's that time again. Let's play for the last time. Guess the score.
Oh
boy. Unfortunately, which I guess is fitting for the last time, there is no Rotten Tomatoes score whatsoever. So we're going to give them the final honorary 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, the Wombles, from both audience and main and critic score there. But we do, of course, have our IMDb rating, and this is out of a stunning 47 reviews.
Wow.
Which could be the lowest we've ever experienced.
I think that's true. Yeah, I was waiting for a number, like a denominator after that. Yeah. After 47, I was like, oh, 47,000.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, it is specifically for the 90s one. Maybe the original one has more.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 47 reviews for it. So, but it still has a rating. So. We will march on with it. So what is your guess for IMDb's rating for the Wombles?
I'm going to go high-ish at like 8.6.
8.6? You have gone high.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's like if everyone who worked on the Wombles, suppose. It's like, well, surely they're just going to give it top marks, aren't they?
Yeah, but... yeah, you would have thought so. I imagine more people probably worked on it than that.
Yeah, it's so. True. It's very true. Yeah.
But there you go. So you said 8.4. I can tell you that you are incorrect. You're going out on a low, I'm afraid. It's 7.2.
Oh, that's still not great for that few reviews.
Yeah, for that few, it's not bad though, is it? It's just
still a good rating, but yeah, you'd think it'd be one extreme or the other at that level.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems the majority of the votes lies within the top half, obviously, with only a couple on the lower ones. But you know, when you've got 13 people voting 10,
yeah.
Interestingly, there's no votes for 9 stars. Just to put that out there, then. But there you go, the Wombles, 7.2.
Bit of trivia there for you.
Yeah, a bit of trivia there for you. Mm. Let's see. What about Twitter? I mean, obviously the Wombles were, I think, popular all over the world at the time. But what about now? I mean, it's an old man's game now, the Wombles.
It really is, yeah. There's not a lot of people, you know, giving a concise review of the Womble Show, as would be very helpful for us, but we very rarely find that anyway on the best of Toon Jam days. So, you know, there's people sharing Womble memories and Womble moments, so we've got a bit of that. We've got Ricardo Autobahn, who says, in a sort of Bloodhound Gang, Bad Touch style parody, "You and me, baby, ain't nothing but Wombles, so let's do it like they do in a communion ensemble."
Oh, nice. Good bit of rhyming there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A bit of switchery.
Yeah. So, you know, essentially identifying as a Womble there, yeah, which a lot of people do. And there was a lot of sifting through that as well, because Wombles have now become, like, you know, a thing in Britain. So there's football teams that are Wombles. There are, like, community litter pickers that are Wombles.
Yeah.
There are, you know, it's also like a derogatory term for somebody on occasion. So,
oh, really?
You know, yeah. So, like, it's just, like, means,
you absolute Womble.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it means you're an idiot. So,
right, yeah.
So there was a lot of that to sift through. There was, like, you know, there was a good 5 minutes of just an argument between two people that were calling each other all sorts of things. But that's classic Twitter.
Yes, absolutely.
So we have Chaumhinoff, someone, apologies, who says, "My wife is playing music at Mass for the Archbishop while I'm recording Wombles covers for clicks on the internet."
Oh.
So quite an interesting, you know, Womble's life they're living.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
But this is a recent one as well. So this is still a big fan of the Wombles all these years later.
Well, that's it. I guess it's their music legacy.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't say I know any songs other than "Remember You're a Womble."
Yeah.
And I guess the theme tune, "Underground." Yeah. "Underground."
But they did release a whole album at some point. So.
Yeah, so there must be more.
Yeah.
Maybe they're those that when you hear them, you're like, oh, yeah, I did actually know that.
Oh, yeah.
That was also played at my school disco.
Yeah, that's it. This is where we find out only the Wombles did school discos. That's why you could never see DJ's face, because he was a Womble.
Yeah. Timmy Mallet in a Womble suit.
Yeah.
The British kids joke there for you.
Yeah, yeah. No, nobody outside of the UK is understanding this episode at all. we have Max Oates, who says, "Tonight I tried to explain to Americans that in England we have a kids' show about tiny long-nosed rat creatures called The Wombles of Wimbledon Womblin' Free, and I've never felt more like a parody."
All right, yeah. I can see that. I like that they call them rat creatures.
Yeah.
It seems somewhat cruel to them in a way.
Yeah,
I used to think as a kid that, well, I wasn't entirely sure, but I just assumed that Wombles were real things.
Yeah, yeah. I think that happened for a lot of people.
Yeah,
including Not a Wisp, who is next, who said, "Just learned Wombles aren't real."
Yeah.
"Having seen Art Womble and Soviet Womble," other Twitter accounts also who have Wombles as their profile pictures, "exist independently of each other. While never hearing of the TV show myself due to being foreign, I'd somehow been convinced that they were just animals I didn't know the name for in French."
There you go. Well, even if you're English, you can come across that problem. I just thought they'd just picked an animal and made a show about it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I wonder how many people have fallen down that trap. Like, just exactly. A real legacy of just a false kind of genealogy of some sort of rodent somewhere down the line.
Like, some of these rat-like creatures.
Yeah. I wonder if people started making, like, Wikipedia pages for them and stuff. And it's sort of, you know, encyclopedias have been halted in their sort of rodent thing because someone's like, oh, you haven't put Womble in. And then people had to research, like, wait, what is a Womble, actually?
I feel like maybe if they'd presented their shows more like David the Gnome.
Yeah, yeah.
That would definitely have happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because obviously gnomes are real.
Yeah.
We know because of the amount of information David has.
Yeah, like we've got an encyclopedia there of gnome stuff. Like, if you want proof of gnomes, watch David the Gnome. That's it.
Easy, easy.
That would hold up in court, I think.
So there you go, yeah. I mean, yeah. We've all been confused by wombles at some point in our life.
That's true. And then finally, we've got Claire Millie Bruv, who said, I never should have smoked that expletive. Now I'm watching the wombles.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, I guess some people see it as punishment.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's hard to know when someone, bedazzles their senses as such.
Yeah.
What they're seeing when they're watching the wombles.
Yeah, and probably, a strange thing to watch if you are under the influence of some sort of drugs, strange rat things, strange rat creatures doing environmental work. I imagine you're going to get some weird dreams that night if you're watching the wombles.
Yeah, I mean, you might anyway, to be honest.
That's true. That's very true.
It's so unique about the wombles. Okay, well, is that everything from Twitter?
Yeah, that's that's the type of thing people are tweeting about wombles these days.
Yeah. So less about the show, more just about them as a concept.
Yeah, and how they have interacted with their lives, positive and negative.
Yeah. Well, let's dig in to the wombles. Obviously, New Year, New You. Mm-hmm. The whole episode is sort of about New Year's resolutions. Failing to stick to them.
Yeah.
But I thought overall it had quite a nice little message.
Mm.
And the whole idea is that every day you should treat as New Year's Day.
Mm.
Just because you fail a New Year's resolution doesn't mean you can't try again tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would argue it doesn't mean you can't try again straight after.
That's true.
It's not game over. No. But yeah, I thought that was a nice little message.
It was a nice message. And I didn't think it was going to go there because I thought he was just going to be like, well, because they did all this before New Year's anyway.
Yeah.
So I thought he was like, well, you can start again now because it's actually New Year and you did it wrong in the first place. But it was a better message than I was expecting in the end.
Yeah.
They're
very, I mean, obviously with them being 10 minutes long, there's not a lot to them.
No.
And there really wasn't a lot to this episode. You kind of just got an idea of who the characters were. For saying it wasn't the first episode, it did feel like you could get a lot from it in that sense. But it didn't feel like a lot happened.
No. The scenes were very quick as well. Like,
yeah.
Even like you could have probably had some more substantial scenes in there if you weren't just kind of cutting from one thing to the next real quick.
Yeah, well, usually we'd be saying the opposite, but I feel like they could have made the episode longer.
Yeah.
If they'd wanted to. It could have had a 20-minute episode of the Wombles, really.
Yeah, I think so, with this.
The figures that they used, I thought they were, like, really good.
Yeah.
In the fact that they did just look like cuddly toys.
Yeah.
But moved quite well, and I was really taken up by sort of in my head trying to figure out when it was made, because I was like, I know the Wombles is old, but this looks really fresh, and I didn't know if it was one of those cases where, like, remember Charlie Chalk, where it's like, this looks, I thought Charlie Chalk was dead old, but it's actually, the 90s or whatever. I didn't know if this was the case. Obviously, looking into it afterwards, like, oh, we've watched an episode of the 90s series. It makes a lot more sense.
It does, yeah.
And then when you actually see the old Wombles, it's like, oh, yeah, that looks well clapped out now. So you can see. But it's interesting that it's still kept to the same aesthetic.
Yeah.
Enough. Like, it did look, obviously, the clothes they wore and stuff, they did look a bit more modern.
Yeah, but still outdated at the same time, didn't they?
Yeah, so it was really hard to pinpoint exactly when it was made.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a good thing, really.
Yeah, it sort of makes it timeless by accident, doesn't it?
Really? Yeah. And if you look at, if you look up pictures of the CG one, you can see why it never got made.
Right.
Because it was just, they didn't, it wasn't like they changed it for CG or anything. They just tried to make it look like this.
Uh-huh.
Which seems kind of pointless at that point.
Yeah.
You know, that I would like to have seen Ray Winston voicing Wombles.
That's true, yeah. I know, that was the intrigue. I was intrigued by that casting, for sure.
Remember, you're a Womble. That would have just an album by Ray Winston.
Oh, yeah.
The Wombles.
Would have been worth it. But, I mean, you know, you've got to think. They made that choice, casting Ray Winston, and then months later they were bankrupt. So, you know. Coincidence?
Ray Winston strikes again.
So, yeah, dangerous ground. But
I'm quite surprised. And, you know, maybe it's not too late. Maybe, I suppose, given the 30-year rule, it would be in the next decade. But that Wombles haven't made a return since.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe that's the reason why. Maybe people have tried to reboot it and then they were like, well, here's the last attempt.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, it's just that guy's back.
You know, with like, I mean, what's interesting about the Wombles, and I think any, we've talked about it before with British stuff, tends to be like, what's different about British kids' TV and comparing to American is that there tends to only be one really popular thing on that's British at a time.
Mm.
So whereas you've got loads in America, you know, like, and we have those shows as well that are popular in America, but you know, like the Wombles was massive.
Yeah.
And because it was kind of the only thing, and you have these shows that kind of are popular, but there was nothing out, like Dennis the Menace when we were a kid, there was nothing really else at the time that was like as popular. You know, stuff like that, like for a few Teletubbies and the kids shows that just kind of stand out.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel like there's one at the moment.
No.
But it might just be because, you know,
to be in tune with what it is.
Yeah, so it may be because we don't see kids TV that's British.
Yeah.
Stands, being without children.
Mm.
I suppose Peppa Pig was really big.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And still is.
Well, these were a phenomenon, weren't they? Like, you know, they did release albums and stuff, and you could get, there was lots of Womble merch about and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
People talking about,
I suppose, like, the closest albums for us was Thomas Tank Engine, really.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had Thomas Tank and like Postman Pat, I suppose, as well, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where for a while it was just massive.
Yeah.
And yeah, Wombles were huge. They had their own, they were like Smurf big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's interesting as well to think that they were really leaning into the sort of environmental side of things like that far back. Like we have seen this a few times with older cartoons where it's like, oh, wow, they're really trying to do that back then. It's like, how are we still not quite on board with it now? Like, it's still people adjusting to it this year.
Like, well, that's what's weird, I think, at the moment, is that we don't seem to have, maybe I'm wrong, but how much new stuff do we watch that's about the environment?
Yeah, yeah. Not enough. Not enough, by the looks of it.
Yeah.
And not in this context as well, because it's quite a cool way of you know, integrating that. Because I did like how sort of, you know, it wasn't very basic with the stuff that they had. I think Charlie Chalk was like, you know, there's like the island and then there's like the characters, and that was pretty much all was going on. Like,
yeah,
they were like really, they were really tinkering with lots of bits and pieces. Like, there was lots of environmental stuff, both in the interiors as well as like when they're outside, just unboxing bits and pieces, and there was lights everywhere. And there really was like, it looked like scrap everywhere, but they were kind of making a use for it and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And it's that idea of reusing things, which, especially now, no one, you know, if you rip your clothes, you don't repair it, you just buy a new, you know, pair of trousers or a new t-shirt or whatever, you just replace it.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of that's why we've got so much waste, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a real problem now. Like if Wombles are real, there probably are some growing in a landfill somewhere, you know, like mutant creatures.
Yeah. Somewhere in Wimbledon.
Yeah, yeah. In a Wimbledon skip somewhere. There's a real life Womble.
These mutant rat creatures. But yeah, I mean, it's a very good concept, I think. And it's harmless enough. I mean, the episode, like I say, it didn't feel like there was that much to it.
No.
Which I think is possibly part of the downfall of it in a way as well. It definitely just felt like it needed to be longer. And I don't think we've really ever said that.
Yeah. No, I don't think we have.
But that being said, the message I do think was really good and presented in a nice way. And I guess you've got to think at who you're aiming at, like, because I think it is aimed at smaller kids.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It's just weird because it's one of those big sensations that
kind of surpasses age. Yeah,
yeah, in a strange way. Okay, well, we've discussed it. Let's head on over to our final last review. Hi, Alistair Smythe here, and I'm here with a brand new product for you. That's right, it's Alistair Smythe's School Discos, with all the greatest hits you can imagine. Hits such as Remember You're a Smythe. Yeah, that's just one of them. Underground, Overground, Smything Free. The Smythes of Wimbledon are smything with ye. Another great tune. And of course, you'll know Agger Smythe. Agger Smythe, Smythe, Smythe. That's right. Agger Smythe is just one of Alistair Smythe's greatest hits played at his school discos. Coming soon to a school near you.
Alistair Smythe, my favourite song is the Cha-Cha Slide, because I like to do the dance bit where you go to the left. Do you play that song as well?
I play a song that is so incredibly similar, you will absolutely love to dance to it, and that is the Cha-Cha Smythe, where you'll smythe to the left and smythe to the right. That's right, the Cha-Cha Smythe.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Mr. Smythe. My favourite song is Thriller. What about Thrillers?
Thrillers are great. Not only can I play them, I will play them. And you will like my greatest Thriller song, Alice Stiller, Smythe. It's a great song and it will thrill you to the core.
Mr. Smythe, my favourite song is, I think it's called Trouble. It goes, uh-oh, Trouble. You play that one?
I do play that one, or at least one very similar, and if not, and definitely better. It's called Uh-Oh, We're in Trouble. Someone came along and burst my Alistair Smythe. It's a great song and it always gets everyone up on the dance floor. Uh-oh, we're in Alistair Smythe. That's right, all of the great Alistair Smythe hits only at the Alistair Smythe Disco. You can purchase one now and it will come with a free disco light. It turns different colours all day long, especially when the disco music is playing. Alistair Smythe Discos. Order now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com.
Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, so you know the score. It's our 3-point rating system. And it goes as follows. Thumbs up, cleaning up the litter.
Yeah.
Yeah, say bye-bye to the litter. Thumbs down, littering. Easy. Don't even need to think 2 seconds. Don't do that.
Why?
And shaky middle, the current state of environmental messages within our children's programming.
Mm.
Definitely seems to have plummeted. So, the Wombles, New Year, New You specifically, your thoughts?
It's definitely an old show in you know, several aspects. I mean, it does look old. Not as old as it could have looked if it was the other version, apparently, but still looks quite old. And there's an oldness to it in the way that it you know, it sort of is, that the look of it as well as the voices and stuff feel a bit, you know, they're old British, aren't they?
It's that classic, all right, there, Orinoco.
Yeah, and nobody speaks like that anymore. Like, that's, they've all gone away now, you know, that was all those people who ever had that accent that probably never existed, they've also all gone. So it does, that's, it just feels old as a result from just having that. But I think there's still something to it that makes it very different. You know, the animation is nice. Like, I think the look of the figures and stuff, and like I said, lots of stuff in the environments and little bits and pieces, little sort of details in there were quite nice. You know, it wasn't just thrown up from somewhere. It was like, they've, you know, they have thought about these things. The message overall, not just the general message of the Wombles, but the message in this episode was quite nice. So there's a positive thing there. If you are a kid and you're watching it, there's something to take away. Or, you know, if you're leaving your child and the responsibility of unknown rodents, then there's something that they might glean from it. And then, you know, sort of for the general episode, it was very fast paced. Lots of like quick cuts from one thing to the other. There was a couple times where it was like, I don't know what that scene was for, because like someone just kind of walked in a room and then we went back outside again, and it was very rapid. But I mean, that may keep, you know, small child's attention a little better. But it did feel like it could have had more to it. There could have been a little bit more content in there. But it was still okay for what it was. You know, there was nothing that really upset me, which I was surprised by, with it being old and British. Yeah. You know, at the end, it's still kind of, you end up with a sort of fantastical kind of looking weird creatures and inventions and stuff, that there's something there that is very imaginative, that I think still will have an appeal, you know, whether you're old or young. But, you know, would I sit down and watch more Wombles? Did it make me want to be a whole new Womble in the new year? Not necessarily, no. So, you know, I think it does have its flaws. It is flawed, but it's definitely not the worst thing we've ever watched. So I'm going to settle on a very shaky, final shaky middle for the Wombles.
There you go. Going out on the shake.
Going out on the shakes.
Okay. Well, that's fair. That's fair enough. It was, there was, it felt like a lot jammed into a small amount of time, whilst also not really having much to it, I will say. It's a weird one. Like, I guess it was trying to concentrate somewhat on the characters and stuff, and probably concentrated on a bit too many for a short span of time. I think that's probably where the problem lay with that. But it didn't really, it wasn't too, you know, you weren't bothered by it that much. And it's still a nice little quaint kind of cozy show. The Wombles, you know, they look like Wombles.
Mm-hmm.
The actual models for the animation, I thought they looked really nice, and they did look like little, like toys. Like, I've seen the toys of the Wombles and they are spot on. So in that sense, I think that was really nice. The sets were really nice. And the whole message behind the Wombles is great. The message in this episode, too, I think is a nice one. Like, you don't get it that often, the whole idea of New Year's resolution. Like, especially as a kid, you just think, well, as soon as you've failed it, that's it. Game over. So the whole message that it's not the case, you know, I think is a really important thing to learn. So I did like that. And I do like the characters of the Wombles and stuff. You know, they've all got different place names and they all have different quirks and stuff. And there is, like, a lot to be said, like, parallels to the Smurfs in a way.
Mm-hmm.
They are like UK Smurfs, aren't they, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Very 70s British Smurfs. which is pretty cool and pretty interesting. Obviously they've had an illustrious career. This series was fine. I didn't really have a problem with it. There's nothing I really disliked about it. Yeah, I'm not going to be like getting the Wombles W emblazoned on my chest anywhere. Unfortunately. Sorry about that. And you know, I'm not going to revisit it, but it is also, you can tell it is for little kids. So I'm not going to be as harsh, and maybe I'm just feeling generous for the very end, but I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
There we go.
So there we go. A final hurrah.
Yeah.
A thumbs up and a shaky middle. What a festive season though.
Oh yeah. It's
that's been the lowest mark of the season.
Yeah.
Maybe in the last 4 years, our standards have plummeted.
Maybe that's what our takeaway from Toon Jam. Maybe. We've seen so many cartoons, we don't care anymore. Whatever.
That is, do you know what? Like, if you'd asked me when we started, I would have thought by the end of it, we'd have been harsher.
Yeah.
Than when we started. Now I think it's definitely the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you take everything for what it is. You see the worst.
Mm.
And everything else seems okay in comparison.
Yeah. So we've kind of gone through the Vietnam of cartoons.
Yeah.
So now out on the other side, it's like, hey, it's really not that bad.
Is there anything that you, I guess, like, because we're finishing, we should probably say, is there anything that stood out as, you know, the best and the worst? One of your fondest memories of the episodes or something like that, like you really did enjoy watching even if it wasn't any good or something? Probably should have asked you this before.
It's cool. There was a lot. I'm actually surprised at how a lot of the new shows, like some of the CG ones and stuff, were good. I think because we started doing the show kind of through that change of CG, as you know, several remakes, this included, that they've at least attempted to kind of relaunch stuff in CG, because that's probably, you know, the kind of old hand drawn cartoons may be a thing that kind of disappear as we move away.
It would be a shame, but I think you're definitely coming into this. I would have felt like, yeah, any CG remake is like not worth your time.
Yeah.
And there are a couple, you know, with any case. But I would say on the whole, a lot of the remakes we've watched, and there are some exceptions to the rule, but they have been good.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised at the He-Man one, to be honest. I was like, I really thought that was going to be trash since, you know, our previous reviews of He-Man in general weren't favorable necessarily anyway. So it's like, well, how can they do this good and do it in CG? And it was like, oh, it's they've just kind of done it different.
And I think that's one of them that I was kind of going to say, for me, that I did really enjoy covering, because we did like every version of He-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
There was something, and I liked those comparison episodes anyway, but it was cool seeing all the different versions. And like, for saying, before I came in, I knew He-Man was, but I never watched it as a kid or anything. I wasn't bothered by it. But now I follow it with great interest.
Yeah.
And I don't think it did seem to just get better as it went.
Yeah.
And like you say, it kind of ended in a completely different place it started, but was still really enjoyable. Of course, as well, like, and I know we've joked about it a million times, but I couldn't leave without genuinely saying how good David the Gnome was.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That was one where I wasn't expecting. I'm sure we had it on our list of stuff to watch for ages. We didn't really want to watch it. And then we watched it and it absolutely blew us away.
Yeah.
What a great show. I'm surprised nothing like it has been made since, really.
Yeah. That was a real shocker, that was.
Yeah.
The expectations were the complete opposite of the end result there on that one.
Any particularly hates?
I think Mummy Nanny was remarkably
upsetting. Oh, that... that was a bad Halloween.
That was, yeah.
But yeah, that was a particularly bad one.
Because it was almost like, how do you get that wrong? Like, it's so easy. Like the name in itself is like a stupid kind of joke. So it's like, hey, you just play off this. But it was so boring as an episode. They took it to like an airport. It was just like some of the most pedestrian places on the planet. Like, why were we in like an airport for the whole episode? It was so, there was just nothing. Yeah, that was really upsetting. I thought that was going to be a hidden gem, you know.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Mummy Nanny, like, that's a fun horror thing, but it just wasn't.
The one for me that was similar in that case, and I'll always remember it as the worst thing we've ever watched, even if it isn't, Fish Police.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And what's, I think the crazy thing is that on our social media platform, every now and again on Instagram, you'll just get a comment about how it's someone's favourite show that's well underrated.
Yeah.
Who obviously hasn't listened to this. Mm. And I just have to comment back nicely. But yeah, I mean, every time I think, oh man, what a load of rubbish that was. Again, disappointing as well.
It was really
good concept.
Yeah. I will say special mention to Bobby Yeh as well as one of the most harrowing things you can probably just set your eyes on.
That's like if I could undo one we've watched. that's got to be up there. Really was upsetting that, actually. I keep repressing that and you keep bringing it back.
Yeah, that was some people's dreams, most people's absolute nightmares.
That was a big Bobby no from me. was there anything that you've regretted we never covered?
I feel like there's a few that we sort of almost did a few times. Like, did we end up? We never did Arthur in the end, did we?
Yeah, we did it at Halloween. Oh no, Arthur! No, Arnold. Yeah, no, we wanted to do the last episode of it, didn't we?
Yeah, and then we just never covered it.
We just never covered. Yeah, that's a big regret.
Yeah,
there's a few, I think. You know, like big properties I remember from being a kid as well.
Yeah, that it's like, oh, I wonder what it's like actually going back to that one. Because it's like, I did like Arthur.
Yeah. And there's you know, the ones that were like based on films. And I don't think we ever revisit, like Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
Jumanji.
Yeah.
The Mummy.
Yeah.
And what was it? Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just these ones we never revisited. And they were ones that we kind of always had at the back of the list. And never touch, and one that we never got round to because we'd had it on a list. We'll watch it as soon as it comes out. Never came out, and still we're waiting on it. Gremlins,
yeah, Gremlins.
Gremlins cartoon. That'll always be the one that got away.
Mm.
So there you go. But yeah, I've truly enjoyed doing this.
Yeah, it's been loads of fun.
Yeah,
and hopefully, you know, it's been fun to listen to.
Yeah. yeah, genuinely, and if you want to catch us any of our old episodes, go through it, you can still do so over on our YouTube page, and we'll still have this feed up as well, where you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's just Toon Jam Pod, or just Toon Jam on our podcast feeds and stuff. You'll find us there. Of course, you can still get in touch with us on the three bitter memories of the internet, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Toon Jam Pod. I guess all that's left to say is thank you so much for listening, for however long you have been, even if it's only this episode. Thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed everything. Feel free to get in touch with us whenever. Like I say, we'll be on there. Always happy to hear from you guys. And you never know, maybe one day. And I do hope that we can return to this one day. So we could make a return, or we could just slink off into the night. We shall see. But as always, thank you so much. And until next time, you stay jammy.